Baby Jewelers.
Hey, Kathy, this is Miles with RDI. Just wanted to give a quick call.
Okay, let me ask him quick, okay? Hold on 1 second. I don't even know if he's had time to look at the thing yet. Hold on.
I kind of figure. No worries.
Bye-bye. It's Miles. He called this morning. He's going to send you an email.
Miles, how are you?
Hey, Jamie, how you doing? I'm sure you're busy.
Oh, my God. Listen to me a favor. If I haven't, the person hasn't come back yet. We're just kind of getting it all priced out. But could you send me an updated list that has like 140 up?
Right, for the
for
the carat size or the
ratio? Yeah, 1.40 carat. It was oval that you sent me before, right?
Yep. Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see if you got any 140s. You know.
Okay, so you need something closer to 140.
Yeah, I just only because I'm so I have another supplier and I pulled up some diamonds and we kind of looked at one that was right around 150,
mm-hmm.
and the pricing was close to that one IGI stone that you sent me. I'm trying to make sure I have at least a couple of different options so we can talk overall size of stone, the millimeters, and then obviously, you know, build the ring. But his stipulation was her stipulation was it has to be earth mined.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's why we're exploring it versus he was hoping that she wasn't gonna say that, but she did. So he's like, I'm stuck now. And,
yeah.
You know, and
no,
then of
that's
course,
fair.
You know, nowadays with everybody getting, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 carat lab diamonds, what do you do
mm-hmm.
with you know, if you're getting an earth mine, now all of a sudden you're down to a carat and a half, which is like half the size of the new average.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a very modest sized diamond, you know, especially if he goes, so if he goes below like a carat and a half ish, it's going to not look impressive at all.
Exactly. Yeah. So, here's what we have. So in terms of, if you're trying to get closer to 140, we kind of have
a
gap.
I'm just looking at some different price points.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about the lower-end price points with a stone that still has pretty good eye appeal.
Okay.
So if you have anything in that, you know, 4,000 to 5,000-something price range.
Okay.
You know, obviously, if you've got something that's 140, it's GIA, D-color, VVS, and it's, you know, 9,000, we don't want that. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for lower price points, but still good-looking stones.
Yeah.
He understands that the lab diamonds are higher quality than the earth mined by price, so
mm-hmm.
you know, he understands that, but it still has to look good.
Yeah. So I'll just let you know this. So what I'll do is I'll lower the the range for the diamonds to like take off like the 170s and everything. So I'll keep it like a carat and a half. And I'll go down to like a 1 1/4, just because we have kind of a gap. With the smallest size we have is like a 125, and then it shoots up to 150. So we don't really have much in between there. So I'll include a couple of the like around a 1 1/4, just so you guys can get some of that price point. Because it's right around that budget you're looking for. It's just there's a gap between 125 and then 150 for that right now.
You know,
okay.
And then I can talk millimeter size and stuff like that, so we can. You know, we can figure all that stuff out. Like I said, you know, mm-hmm. you know, whether you guys will supply the diamond or somebody else, I have no idea at this point. But
yeah.
I want to be able to make sure I at least have you in the mix because I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you too as well, man. I appreciate
right,
you giving me a call.
Good.
All right, so yeah, I'll send that updated list over to you right now, and then we'll kind of just go from there. I'll give you a call on Monday then.
That sounds good, Miles. I appreciate you.
I appreciate it, man. Talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.